The Guardian.
Can you tell us what the Chinese have been saying about Kung Fu Panda?
In a word, they love it. Kung Fu Panda has been on Chinese screens for, something along the lines of 2 weeks now. And it opened with rave reviews, has hit very high levels in the box office, and people are talking about it on the streets. They're loving it. They really, really enjoy what they see.
So what is it about this movie? It stars, obviously, the Kung Fu Panda, played by Jack Black. His character is called Po. He's a simple panda. He serves noodles at his dad's noodle shop. There's a quote from the film saying, "We're simple noodle folk with broth running through our veins," and yet he yearns to be a great warrior. Is it just this striving to be the best, do you think?
I think it's certainly part of that. It's striving to be the best, striving to become stronger, which hits a certain national mood at the moment. But it hits all the right chords right across the board, is what I'm hearing from my Chinese friends and what I'm reading in the newspapers here. There's a sense of humour there that really appeals to Chinese people. There's all the elements that you'd expect that Chinese are proud of, like kung fu, like acupuncture, certain classical references. The feeling is that the director here has really got in touch with what China is today.
This is a Hollywood movie, of course, though, isn't it? And some of the humour is very Hollywood. You know, I'm not a big fat panda. I'm the big fat panda.
Yes, but that does fit very well with a Chinese sense of humour as well. And one of the things people are really amazed about and impressed by here is that the director of the film says that he hasn't even been to China, but he sent teams out to research the film. And the rest of the time he learned about China from the internet. He may be underplaying his knowledge somewhat, but this has led to a degree of soul searching in China, along the lines of how comes Hollywood can do China as well as, if not better, than any of our own filmmakers.
Well, they've got Jackie Chan, haven't they, playing the monkey. Angelina Jolie plays the tigress. There's two creatures who are part of the Chinese astrology, but there's also crane characters and mantis characters, praying mantis. Are they represented anywhere in Chinese culture?
Yes, they certainly are. Pretty much everything in the film can be found somewhere in either classical novels or popular culture. There's lots of popular terms that flick back and forth between the characters. But the mantis and the crane that you mentioned, these are, amongst other things, a certain technique used in kung fu. And so you can kind of read something into almost all the references throughout the animation, throughout the film, rather.
Obviously, being a Hollywood movie and being released in China, it raises the question, how did this one get past the censors when other movies haven't?
In this case, there's nothing in the film that the censors would find offensive, which is certainly not the case with many foreign films. But there are quota systems. The Chinese authorities try to restrict the number of foreign films that go onto wide release inside China. This film got through, I think, partly because the topic, it's all about China. It's a very, very positive image of China. And in one sense, it shows that Hollywood wants to break into the Chinese market, wants to appeal to a potential audience of 1.3 billion people. And on the other side, it shows that the Chinese government is quite happy to embrace foreign films if they portray this very, very good image of their country.
Do you know if there are any other popular Hollywood movies in China at the moment?
Well, it's even though there are fairly strict screen quota systems that restrict what can be seen in the cinemas, you can basically see any Hollywood film you like by buying a pirate DVD. And the pirate DVD shops are absolutely everywhere. And sometimes you can see them long before they're released in China, and sometimes even before they're released in Europe. So there is a very good knowledge of what's going on in Hollywood here in China. And, of course, because of their own great filmmaking traditions, people like Zhang Yimou and others, there's a lot of pride in the industry and a lot of people aspire to be filmmakers.
How's your karate coming on?
Karate's Japanese, and it wasn't very good when I was in Japan.
That'll
and
like teach
Kung
me,
Fu's not better now.
Right, Alan, well, I'm on to a loser. Jonathan, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome. Bye.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.